From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of people held candlelight vigils in several cities across the U.S. to remember 50 people shot and killed, dozens more wounded early Sunday. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, an American born to Afghan parents, opened fire in a nightclub in the U.S. city of Orlando. President Obama ordered U.S. flags to be flown at half staff.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub.
Mr. Obama declared it an act of terrorism and said the FBI is leading the investigation. Mateen reportedly called local police in Orlando during the shooting to say he was doing it with his pledged support for the Islamic State. Media arm of IS acknowledged that on Sunday. A group of Nigerian militants blamed in recent years for a string of attacks on Nigeria's oil industry in the Niger Delta Sunday urged a new militant group to engage the government in dialogue. Members of the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, MEND, appealed to the Niger Delta Avengers to give peace a chance. Recent attacks have severely cut Nigeria's oil output. Powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its neighbors and suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. This is VOA News.